now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, maybe with a week off here and there. But it still happens right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, 57 minutes or so, around about the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I think we might be out of months. I don't know. I don't even like to look at the dates anymore. I don't even like to look. But what I do like to do is I like to thank Mike Conway, formerly of the Classic Rock Mine, for filling in last week while I was off romping in the springtime fun. It happens every now and then, and thank goodness we have such an able-bodied bunch of fill-ins for Bubbles in the Think Tank here. It was great to have Mike back in the room taking care of things for you, the listener. He even did obits! I love Mike Conway. I love him. And so we move on. Nothing on the calendar for the foreseeable future. I mean, like, nothing until the radio obituary retrospective poll starts. That's how much of nothing is on the calendar right now. So, sit back, relax, assume the listening position, as it were. And I can't even talk about the kind of stuff I'm going to play tonight because there's a word that I can't say because I'm too self-conscious about it anymore. I just can't say it. So I won't. So I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to jump right in just to be safe right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Be safe. Be sure. Be careful what you do, or you're going to break a loving heart in two. Stop and think of the harm that you could do if you told me that you loved me when you knew it wasn't true. I know I'm safe in saying that I'm sure that I love you. If you should say that you don't care, then I don't know what I'd do. So be safe. Be sure, be careful what you do, or you're gonna break a loving heart in two.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen.
From where I stand,
yes,
I see a blind man on a hill. And from where I stand, I see a teacher in the valley. And he's standing on a pill. From where I stand, I know just what they are planning. I know that they're planning one big bang. Oh yes, oh yeah, oh yeah. And they call it, mutually insured, third party fire and theft. Mushrooms in the sky. Oh, in the sky. From where I stand, I can watch the bleeding children left. Yeah. From where I stand. Oh yeah, from where I stand.
Jumping
So the both of us pays.
So it looks like a disaster and you don't know where to turn. The caterer called to cancel and you're really starting to squirm. On time, but now they're passed out in the hall. Simply catastrophic, tell me who you gonna call. We got you covered, we got your back. We'll keep your party engine moving right on track. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, you're liable to have a good time. So extend the invitations with total peace of mind. The 911 of thunder, always manning the hotline. Throw yourself a shindig, have a hullabaloo. Freaky Saturnalia, big old freaking oop-de-doo. We'll kick the jams out, we'll bang a gong. Monkeys by the barrel, jumping all night long. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. The chandeliers are swinging and the band has come around. The lancet on your head is like a party king's crown. Bang out all the horns, you're ringing on the ballyhoo, just like we promised you. Sun is coming up but there's no sign of winding down. Second, third and fourth winds are kicking in now. Cops came to break it up but something changed their minds. Once they felt the beat they jumped into the conga line. Who had you covered? Who had your back? Who kept your party engine moving right on track? We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, it's your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, you're liable to have a good time.
Hey, ma'am.
Hey.
There, how you doing? It's Bill Rob Lemonfield. I'm calling with the Sackleson Insurance Legal Firm. We're a firm who handles legal insurance claims here in America and also investigation of fraudulent claims. You know, we know that you had an accident or whatnot back in the first quarter of this year, and that accident was settled.
Well, we get into a settlement now.
Well, that's what I'm calling to talk about now. It's to my understanding that the repairs on your vehicle had already been made, but you were still awaiting financial compensation for medical injuries sustained. Am I correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Here, it was showing that you were having neck injuries. Am I correct? Just doing our homework on you there, Miss Johnson.
Come here, Jayla.
What, are those the kids in there?
My little boy hit Rick.
Sometimes.
Just a minute. Come here. I'm going to hit him.
Hit him.
Okay.
We do know that you are in child care and everything right there, Ms. Johnson, and that you are, you know, trying to do some stuff. But we think that your medical claims for neck injuries are fraudulent on the grounds that you've been dutifully employed since the accident. We're going to have to ask you to refund the money that was used to repair your vehicle. I want to go ahead and give you our address so you can go ahead and...
I'm not ready to refund anything. You need to talk to my lawyer.
Ms. Johnson, if you could just please calm down. I'm not one of those kids in your house there. I'd appreciate if you treat me with some respect.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate or whatever. Like I damn said, I'm not ready to refund you a damn thing. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Well,
because my car had to be damn fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I was at a standstill.
That's all fine and dandy, but if your car needed to be fixed, you should have been honest about your neck, Ms. Johnson.
Let me tell you one damn thing. You know, you talk to the damn doctor, okay? And I ain't fraud on a motherfucking thing.
Well, your neck must be fine right now. You're in there hitting those little fuckers all around the house.
I ain't hitting no damn body. You let me tell you something, you son of a bitch. My baby ain't no damn fucker. And don't you call back here no more, you damn son of a bitch, you.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
Hey, it's Bull Rob Lemonfield again.
Look, man, I got other damn things doing besides be on the phone talking to you. Okay.
I just wanted to give you the address right quick.
You ain't ready to send me because I ain't ready to sit down and send you a damn thing. You got that? Not one red damn pen. I ain't ready to send you nothing.
It's 440.
If I was close to you right now, I would slap the damn hell out of you.
Oh, hold on now. Don't raise your hand at me, ma'am. Please don't.
You know what's the reason I'm not raising my hand at you? Because your black ass ain't close to me.
Ma'am, I'm a Gulf War vet. I don't give a damn who you are.
You got that?
I'll whip you like Jackie Chan.
Well, you come on down here and damn do it. I'm in Silicon. Come on and do it. You know
Silicon, where is that now? Because I can get you the ass whipping delivered by 4 p.m. today.
You can't get a damn thing delivered. Well, I don't lure myself to nobody else's standards. I'm too fucking intelligent for that.
You're asking for it.
Good day, okay?
Yeah, look here, Miss Johnson. One more thing. Miss Johnson.
Hello?
Happy birthday, Vera. It's Roy Wood Jr. It's your daughter, Shan, who put us up to prank calling you.
Okay, I'm going to get her.
I didn't mean to curse your son. It slipped. You know, I love the kids.
Okay.
I was on
the phone with my sister telling her about that, so I don't know who that was.
Miss Johnson, you have a great happy birthday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now you get yourself out of here. I'm tired of you messing around and being unemployed all this time. Get gone, man.
Now here I am, a walk in the streets, just trying to find a job every day. I've just now been thrown out and told not to come back without pay. The government calls it recession, 'cause everybody's in a bad way. And I guess the only way I is going to survive is to draw my unemployment where they pay me 25. But I used to work real steady, and I had money to lose. But this unemployment situation got me wearing cardboard in my shoes. Why, you know, I can't even afford a new pair of stockings. So I guess the only way I is going to survive is to draw my unemployment where they pay me 25. 521 4224. I gave my SS number at the unemployment door. I reached for my money, but before I could speak, man, he said,
"Son, a daughter, lime, son, and weed, another weed."
But Jackson, I got 2 car payments due, and they done repossessed my new home. And the bank is terribly nervous, and they want ye to moan my loan. There's a doctor, the grocer, and a TV repair too. They done sent official letters saying they gonna sue. So I guess the only way I is bound to survive is to draw my unemployment where they pay me 25. This here unemployment is plumb humiliating. In fact, I've enjoyed about all of it I can stand. Like poverty's veil. Why, if it costed a nickel to go round the world, I couldn't even get out of sight. I can't get no worse off than that.
Good luck, son.
What do you mean, good luck? Where's my money? Where's my unemployment check? I came all the way down here because I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm wasted. I'm tired. I'm nothing. I'm everything. I'm wasted. I'm too much out. Gone.
You know, the stories that are, to me, are the best, of course, are the ones that I happen to know are true, and this one I'm about to tell you I happen to know are true. I used to live in Crowley, Louisiana, the rice capital of the world, and I enjoyed it very much. But I was in Nombro's saloon one day, sitting in the back having a bologna sandwich and a glass of buttermilk. And there was a fella standing at the bar named Bill Iglansky. I'll never forget it. And he was so drunk, he had a hold of that bottle of beer that he had just before we had all these cans and everything. He had a hold of that bottle. If he'd have let go of it, he'd have fell flat on his face, you know. He's holding on them beer. And the fire whistle blowing crowd. And when I lived there, it blew and it gave so many blows, you know, like it blew two long ones, and then he'd pause and blow another one. That was 21. And you, everybody grabbed their pocketbook and looked to see where the hell 21 was. You know, see, it was near your house, where the fire was. Well, everybody grabbed their pocket when that fire whistle blew, and it wasn't near enough, so we sat back down one and drinking our buttermilk and eating that bologna sandwich. And old Bill Eichlin, he never let go of that bottle. He didn't look at no pocketbook, didn't look at nothing. Man, just a minute or two, here come all two fire engines that Crowley had at that time with them syringes wide open right about at everybody run outside to see which way they're going and what corner they're going to turn. Except Bill, he stayed right there. We went and set ourselves back down. And just another minute or two, in run a fella and run up to Bill and say, Bill, ain't you ashamed stood up here drunk like that, huh? Bill say, hell no. I've been working on this for 4 days. I ain't ashamed none. He say, Bill, you mean to tell me you don't hear them far whistle blow up there on the courthouse? He said, I don't give a damn if it blow off the courthouse. He said, Bill, you mean to tell you don't hear them findings past this place with them syringes wide open, huh? He said, I don't give a damn they come through the place just so they don't knock this gear from my hand. He said, Bill, I ain't got no respect some more at all any for you. You stand up here drunk like this and your house burn up right around the corner down there. Bill said, don't start that foolishness with me. How the hell is my house gonna burn up? I got the key in my pocket.
Oh, pardon me, honey. Maybe I'd better walk you home. It's awful late to be out alone.
I can take care of myself.
Then walk me home. I'm kind of chicken.
Could never dig Dan Cupid, always thought him sort of stupid. I've never had the yen to blend.
A ping, zing, there's that arrow on the way. You need protection, my friend. And someone should protect your fascinating architecture.
You mean there's danger round the bend?
Oh, all through there. Crash, crack, oh, that gorgeous bric-a-brac. You need protection, my friend.
Say, Buster, suddenly I'm feeling kind of cozy.
Well, clue me, Rosie, about this mystery.
I just have no desire for eating and hear my heart a-beating like a little birdie tweeting.
Tweedledee-dee-dee-dee, in perfect harmony.
Do what the birdie on the wing does.
I just want to do what Bing does.
Well, tell me what you recommend.
A zing. Can you afford to buy the ring?
Oh, I need protection.
And I admire your selection.
You need protection, my friend.
Hey, sister, suddenly I'm nervous as a chipmunk.
Well, tell me, Alvin.
Alvin?
What can it be?
I kind of feel like I'm a-slippin'. Just hear my heart a-skippin', and I really think I'm flippin'.
Tweedledee-dee-dee-dee, it's perfect harmony.
I never thought of going steady.
But you sure look mighty ready.
Well, tell me what you recommend.
Family plan.
Hey, zing, ping.
Yes, I'll pop and buy the ring. I need protection.
You gorgeous hunk of perfection. You need protection.
Turn your lips in my direction.
You need protection, my friend.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, there is silliness involved in this radio show tonight. Some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending, and the top 5% accounts for 50%. Analyzed from a different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford. I'd like to thank all of you, the listeners out there tonight, especially those of you over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group hanging out. I know it's a a rotating cast of characters tonight. But that's okay. I'll take you while I got you. Always happy to have you here with us. But we're going to jump right back in here. And next time you hear us, it'll be time for the Radio Obituaries right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I just had a whim to go take a swim. Out on a limb, just haul off and jump right in. But that's not so smart, and so I hold on to the rim. Ah, then I will live to swim again. Well, it's really neat to go across the street. Don't skip a beat, just fly on my swifty feet. But I'll stop before I go, the light will tell me.
Deductible, we're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Oh, this is fun, Mr. Cohen. Fetch me another exotic cheroot. To port! Bring a port to Sherry! And the medium dry Sherry to port!
Liza was a widow. She lived in Tennessee. She was a red-hot prospect for an insurance company. So they sent out an agent with several of their plans. And Liza saw him coming, she just laughed and clapped her hands and said, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing for me. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, do the best you can, I crave some indemnity. If you're the man I think you is, I won't have any fear. You give me plenty of dividends, and it won't take 20 years. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, I know it looks safe and sound, and I'll have the premium ready every time you come around. The other man what used to come, you see, all he had was attraction. But I was a woman to just crave the little action. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, let me take out that thing. Let me look at your policy. Mr. Insurance Man, please take out that thing. Man, please take out that thing from me. Come on, let's get down to business. I'm ready, can't you see? I know I've been without it for so long. You think I'm dumb, perhaps, but I'm the kind of a gal can keep it up and never let it lapse. Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing from me. Let me see the numbers on that policy, just how much I'm gonna get. Oh, Mr. Insurance Man, take out that thing from me.
Insurance do you have? I wanted to tell him, Lloyd's of London, motherfucker.
First-time nudist, ready to go out there and bear it all. But have you really thought this through? Do you have the proper sunscreen?
Ooh, rub that in. That feels good.
Where will you keep your cell phone?
Ooh, that tickles.
And what about insurance?
I ran through the sticky bushes and cut up my wiener.
Being unclothed means you're unprotected. It's okay to get a visit from your cat when you're wearing blue jeans, but imagine kitty's razor-sharp claws digging into your dangling sensitive areas. Well, now you can protect yourself and your chosen lifestyle by calling Cottontail Insurance. Our policy covers animal attacks, sports and power tool injuries, accidental dismemberment, cigarette burns, and wind damage. Emergency rooms are filled with horror stories, and your unprotected anus is an accident waiting to happen. Our AAI Accidental Anal Invasion Supplemental Coverage protects your butt from unfriendly intrusion.
I was playing football, and I went for a long one, and long story short, I ended up with a parking cone on my ass. Well, the fire department came out with a jaws of life, and they pried it out, but, you know, the bills on that would have been astronomical, no pun intended. Thank God I had the AAI Supplemental.
Call Cottontail and talk to one of our representatives or visit our office at 3839 Poison Oak Lane.
Hi, I'm Louis Danglemeyer. A long time ago, I lost one of my nuts in a horrible bonfire accident. That thing swelled up like a Jiffy Pop and it exploded like an egg in a microwave. After that, I started Cottontail Insurance to protect naked people everywhere.
Remember, before you strip down, make sure your ass is covered with Cottontail.
Hey, check me out. I'm drinking coffee while I'm nude.
Tell them Lopsided Louie sent ya.
Cover you against fire and flood.
Way ho endowment.
But not riots, war, nor act of God.
Way ho endowment.
Over a period of 30 years.
Way ho endowment.
Unless, of course, you're in arrears.
Way ho and up your premium.
Well, the song Oh the Insurance Man brings to an end the viewing on this channel. Just a reminder that if the volume on your set is turned up too loud, it will annoy and irritate the neighbours. Another good way to annoy and irritate the neighbours is to bang your dustbin lids late at night, or empty the contents onto their steps, or break their milk bottles, or tie up their cat, or set fire to their dog, or perhaps you can let down their tyres, or if you want to, you can get inside.
Full security, maximum coverage, liability, no deductible monthly fee, no more broken hearts for me. to talk about his policies. He located records and looked up my history. Said your heart's been broken way too many times. Seems like you're falling for the dumbest lines. Your high risk behavior make me lose my mind. Love, insurance, oh love, insurance. I admit I've been reckless, a full collision course with love. I'm a sucker for romance, I know it's dangerous. I'm giving full disclosure, I've been hurt before. The act of God clause don't protect me anymore. Pay the highest premium for what I'm looking for. Love, insurance, oh, oh, love, insurance. I'll set myself up for easy pay if you can save me from a heartbreak today. Help me drive my blues away. That energy. Late night kisses make me lose my head. Keep on going when the light is red. Need protection from the tears I'll shed. Love, insurance, oh, oh, love, insurance.
Now, for those of you who turned the record over and are still with us, we'd like to talk about insurance. Wait a minute. Come back. Won't be that bad. Oh, he's gone.
Well, Wally, that's the very feeling that our clients, Nationwide Insurance, wanted to dispel. And their agency, Ogilvy Mather, recommended a humorous attack.
Together, we condensed the copy points to their most important minimum. We stressed the slogan, "The man from Nationwide is on your side," and emphasize the convenience of buying all kinds of insurance from this one man.
Individual commercials mention both these points, then specifically single out one type of insurance, life, health, home, or car, as the focal point of the spot.
We put this into the framework of a one-minute pseudo-documentary format entitled The Insured.
Nationwide Insurance presents The Insured. Dramatizations based on the files of Nationwide agents. In today's story, an agent talks to a prospective policyholder.
You certainly have a large family.
That's why I wanted to talk to you about Nationwide's adjustable life plan. What is it?
Well, it's the most flexible life insurance plan you can buy. You can add protection to it or subtract from it as your needs change. What's your occupation?
Mornings, I test mushrooms at the supermarket. Afternoons, I repair high-tension power lines.
Uh-huh.
I moonlight as target in a hatchet-throwing act.
I see.
And weekends, I indulge in my favorite hobby, skydiving and alligator wrestling.
Interesting.
And I haven't been well.
Yes, well,
I'm just putting you on. I'm a piano tuner.
Besides life insurance, the man from Nationwide sells health, home, and car insurance. For all your needs, remember, the man from Nationwide is on your side.
That was a 52-second spot allowing for a local tag. And this year for network radio, you did some 30-second commercials, didn't you?
Yes, Wally, we did. Here's how we adapted the basic idea to the shorter format.
Nationwide Insurance presents another one of The Insured. Here to tell you why the man from Nationwide is on your side is Dr. B.R. Dentist.
Open wide. Nationwide gives safe drivers a real break. Feel that? You see, by selecting safe drivers, Nationwide can offer low rates. Drivers pay only what they deserve to pay. Sensitive, huh? I pay less for my second car, too, with Nationwide. All right, now rinse out.
Thank you, BR, Dentist, for showing us how the man from Nationwide is on your side.
Cause if your heart is feeling sore, call a doctor and I'll fix it for sure. I'll be over right away, but you might find you have to pay for a private consultation and a guaranteed cure. Disease. You don't worry about the medical fees. And it's too late to change your mind. The doctor's pulling down the blind. And your temperature is rising to 100 degrees. I'll cuddle up beside you for a start. And listen to the beating of your heart. And then I'll take you gently by the hand. And as you when the trouble first began. And then I'll look down deep into your eyes. And if your temperature continues to rise, there's only one way to make it stop. You a thrill. And now I've come across, you can't complain about the cost. You shouldn't call a doctor if you can't afford the pills.
I love you on my bended knee.
But I just won't believe it without a written guarantee.
You've counted all the kisses you've been giving me.
And you've had far too many without a written guarantee. When I hear those wedding bells go ting-a-ling, I'll know you're mine.
I'll rush and get that wedding ring
and sign on the dotted line.
The little plans I'm making for a home and family,
I won't be undertaking without a written guarantee.
Thank you.
I love you like the Dickens through eternity.
But I won't count my chickens without a written guarantee.
We're meant to be together by astrology.
It might not be forever without a written guarantee.
I have found the cutest cottage, and next week I'll sign the lease.
But first we'll see the preacher or a justice of the peace.
And when we are united, we will live so happily.
I can't get too excited
without a written guarantee. Without a written guarantee.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WNFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's time for us to start the radio obituaries. Well, that is after I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Also, I don't want to forget to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the radio obituaries. The initial radio obituary is for John Giles, known professionally as Jay Giles, the founder and lead guitarist of the popular Boston blues rock band. He started off as a trumpet player in a marching band, moved on to go to Worcester Polytechnic University, where he met the other members of the Jay Giles band, who released their first album in 1970, although they did not hit it big for another 12 years and 11 albums. John Giles just passed away at 71, and he's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband Don to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she does.